Y'all know, but Jeff Gibson just came back from Burma. I thought it might be worthwhile to ask Jeff if he wants to share his. If you didn't mean to put you on the spot, but Burma's like the one of the few closed countries in the world where it's illegal to be. It has been illegal historically to talk about Jesus, other than Muslim nations. I mean, do you want to take?
Yeah, Chris gave me that book. Actually, I just gave it back to him before I left. And was the story of Adoniram Judson, who was one of the first missionaries to go to Burma. Back in the early 1800s, and he has been credited with translating the Bible into the Burmese language. So, amazing story what that guy went through in prison and everything else. But Burma, you probably heard about it in the news a little bit. Laura Bush was talking about Burma a few years ago, and it was military controlled and a very closed country. But over the last 2 years, they've started to open up. They've given control back over to civilians, to the point that the military still has final veto power on a lot of things. And you'll see some very nice vehicles over there, and they're all ex-military guys who kind of corruptly have captured a lot of the wealth of the country. But I was surprised how open it was, what we were allowed to do when we got there. Some of the infrastructure that's already in place with vehicles and roads and something, I really thought it would be super primitive. But it's not. And we met a guy who Benjamin, our director of South Asia, met a few months ago. And we think this is the guy to begin the work there in that country. He really has a heart for the people and told us right out, you know, I want to do this. I just need to be trained. I don't know how. So I think we're going to start with him and working. He's going to come to India and see the work that's going on with Big Life there. And it's been, he actually has been up and grew up in the northern regions of Burma and has crossed into China many times, speak Mandarin Chinese. So our ears perked up right away. We're like, wow, maybe God's also going to open that door for us in the future. And we spent time there. And then we went to Dubai and actually brought our guys out of Pakistan to Dubai because we couldn't get into Pakistan this time. We couldn't get visas. And probably the highlight of my trip is when our guy from Pakistan who does the work in Afghanistan looked us in the eye and said, brothers, if you come to Pakistan, I will not come and meet you because you endanger the work. I'm like, great. You know, he said, I'd love to come out of the country and meet with you guys, but if you come over there, he said, you will put us in danger and the government will be watching us. And he said, God's doing too many things right now to have you guys get involved in.
Just because you're white, basically.
Because you're white, yeah. You're a Westerner, and, yeah. You know, they're looking for you. So.
Incredible.
So we had some great meetings with them in Dubai. And of course, it's 120 degrees heat index in Dubai right now. Unbelievably hot in the desert there. It's crazy.
Are there other Westerners in Dubai or Burma?
Yeah.
I mean, you see them around? Or?
Didn't see too many in Burma, no.
Interesting.
Not too many at all.
Well, whereabouts is that, Jeff? I'm not in geography.
We got India here, and then Bangladesh that came over, and then Burma's right over here.
Okay.
And then it kind of comes over into Cambodia.
It's like where Vietnam is on the east side of that kind of peninsula. Burma is on the west side.
Yeah.
Did he explain why it's called Myanmar now? They changed
Myanmar. He said that they changed that years ago. And I asked him what the meaning was. And he said that Burma is just the Burmese people. But there are so many different tribes up in the north consider themselves
Burmese
okay. that they wanted to kind of, Myanmar is kind of all-inclusive of all
okay,
the people.
Gotcha.
But a lot of the tribes are still fighting and killing each other up in the in the northern region. So,
yeah. Well, thanks, Jeffrey. I mean, it's incredible just the people. I mean, I'm hearing David's. I am grateful for the privilege to teach, but there's so much else, like you said, going on among the guys here. You know, the car care and Big Life and just David's testimony. There's so much going on in our lives. That I'm grateful to hear from, I'm grateful to, you know, learn from you guys. It's just unbelievable what's going on in our group.